talking all about HIIT, which stands for High Intensity Interval Training. Even though this is a newer term in the grand scheme of exercise, there is plenty of research to support its benefits. In today's lesson, I'm going to cover what HIIT is and the science behind why it works, how to add this type of workout to your clients' lifestyle plans, and how to help clients fuel themselves to maximize the experience. You know I love to sweat often and always try to mix things up with everything from a run in the park to a down dog at the yoga studio, but when I'm tight for time, there's absolutely nothing that gets my adrenals going and my heart pumping like a HIIT workout. For those of you who are thinking, Carrie, what the heck is HIIT already? I keep hearing about it. I'll tell you. HIIT stands for High Intensity Interval Training, and it's short bursts of high intensity exercise followed by short rest periods. There's no one specific type of HIIT workout. Basically, any workout where you alternate intense bursts with rests is considered HIIT. This might look like short sprints on the treadmill with short walks in between, or maybe a circuit routine including bodyweight exercises like burpees and push-ups with rests in between sets. The great thing about HIIT is that the variety is endless. Research is also conclusive that HIIT has been linked to weight loss, an increase in both aerobic and anaerobic fitness, and muscle strengthening. The cool thing about a HIIT workout is that there really is a HIIT workout for anyone and everyone. You can find one for the treadmill, using stretch bands, on a stationary bike, in your living room, one focused on fat burning, or strength, or endurance, or for beginners, or yogis, or one on the beach. There's basically a HIIT workout for everyone, everywhere. You get the idea. HIIT deserves its own lesson because while it may be fairly new to you, it's a trend that's here to stay. Plus, there's science to prove it. Research has found HIIT workouts to be effective for fat loss, lowering blood pressure and blood sugar, and improving cardiovascular health. And how interesting is this? In one study that compared HIIT to longer moderate workouts, the group who did HIIT reported enjoying exercise more. And we all know that if you enjoy the workout, you are more likely to stick with it long term. I used to have clients who were resistant to exercise, and I mean, of course I still have some, and I'd be really basic in my instructions. I'd say, you don't have to buy new sneakers or pay for a gym membership. I'm just asking you to try a 30-minute walk a day. Let's start with 5 minutes and see how it goes. And some people I still suggest that to. And then I'd build up from there. Once my client felt a little mastery, I'd build on that. But these days, I still use the walk as an example, but almost every smartphone has a step tracker, and I love to have people put the number of steps a day in their food journal. I just make a goal of 500 to 1,000 more steps per day and build on that. When we get to a certain level of success and mastery, which is generally pretty quick in a motivated client, I almost always gift my client with a HIIT workout that I think matches them. I stick to a 20-minute workout and ask them to do it 5 times before they can give it up. One of the great things is that with HIIT, especially when you do the same program, you get better and it gets easier each time. I'm not joking. With HIIT, I usually suggest a couple of go-to pre-workout meals or snacks depending on the timing of the workout. Just like most exercise, you want to have your client have a little bit of carbohydrate with their pre-workout meal and time it so they aren't hungry and there isn't any food sloshing around. So eat 1 to 3 hours before your workout. Your goal for this pre-workout snack is to have the energy to perform well and get more out of the workout. Post-workout, I like to time the meal or snack to take place 30 to 45 minutes or so after the training is over to maximize repletion. But remember, up to an hour is fine too. Again, a little carbohydrate and protein are a good idea here. I don't have a formula that everyone gets because each of my clients gets a customized plan, but I can tell you that I love to squeeze in antioxidants also here to help with cellular damage, omega-3 fatty acids, and quality protein as much as possible. So whether we're talking about a smoothie or a bagged snack or a fork and plate meal, some of my favorite ingredients to mix your meals around include blueberries, avocados, citrus, oats, eggs, nuts, Greek yogurt, dark green leafy vegetables, sweet potatoes, salmon, flax, and chia. All right, let's take a minute to recap our discussion. HIIT, which is short bursts of high intensity exercise followed by short rest periods, has been linked to weight loss and an increase in both aerobic and anaerobic fitness and muscle strengthening. I recommend a pre-workout meal or snack that contains carbohydrates about 1 to 3 hours before the workout. Remember, this doesn't need to be an extra snack. You can just time your snack before your workout. Post-workout, aim to eat carbohydrates and protein within 30 to 45 minutes, but even up to 60, to maximize repletion. And again, this doesn't need to be an extra meal or snack. It can just be your meal or snack timed properly. I also recommend antioxidants, omega-3 fatty acids, and protein-rich foods such as berries, salmon, dark leafy greens, chia, flax, Greek yogurt. Okay, this wraps up HIIT. I'll see you in the next lesson.